98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Talking about Naomi Campbell this morning.
I am. First, though, I have an update on the new Harry Potter TV series.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. Shaun of the Dead star Nick Frost is rumoured to be playing Hagrid in the new HBO show.
Nick Frost. Is he the strawberry blonde guy?
I think he's dark hair, Brendan.
Oh, right, okay.
Hagrid was, of course, brilliantly played by the late Robbie Coltrane.
Oh, yeah, I know him now, yeah.
And now casting is underway for the new 8-part series for the small screen. John Lithgow is set to play Dumbledore.
Oh, that's a good shout.
They've not confirmed who's doing what, though, yet, but we'll have to wait and see. Now, next up, a show that's very close to my heart, The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Some changes to the cast.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday, Garcelle Beauvais has announced that she's leaving the show. She joined 5 years ago, and I think this season, though, she's had enough of the drama.
Okay.
Apparently, she walks off the set in the reunion that's airing next week. She's had enough and she's explained her reasons for leaving.
One of the reasons why I'm leaving is my family, my boys. Their last year of high school is next year and I want to be a part of that. And Jade is starting a new career and I want to be a part of that too. Mm-hmm. And secondly, I have the most exciting projects that I am developing, producing and acting in. I can't tell you anything right now, but you'll know soon. Andy Cohen says I can come back anytime. The door will always be open. So you never know. I might pop back in sometime.
I just find the entire concept of the whole thing, I just find fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been created for everyone on all angles to make loads of money.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. And just to fight with each other.
Yeah.
Elsewhere, she's one of the world's most famous supermodels and she's an actress. She previously starred in American Horror Story and Empire. And now Naomi Campbell has landed a brand new role in a feature-length film. I didn't know about this. Naomi has teamed up with Miley Cyrus for Miley's one-of-a-kind pop opera, which is hitting cinemas in June after the release of her new album, Something Beautiful, which is out on the 30th of May. So the trailer's been released.
Yeah.
It's very artsy, very different. And here's a little teaser.
If I break away any bodies between us, would you promise that I'm enough? If I give you
So pop opera is like a movie by Miley Cyrus, is it?
Okay. Yeah, from the mind of Miley Cyrus.
Right.
Do you remember Jennifer Lopez did one of these and it was like this kind of conceptual idea of her whole career?
Yeah.
But she was in the future. And she was in the
past. I didn't watch it.
Yeah, I think this could be something very artsy, but creative for Miley Cyrus. Yeah. Finally this morning, lots of noughties acts have been making a comeback recently. Five. Mm. We've got tickets up for grabs this
week. We have.
Another Level. And Daniel Bedingfield.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now, this lady is releasing a new album. Charlotte Church is making a big comeback next year with a totally different sound. She's told The Guardian that she wants to release a new album about nature, healing and sisterhood.
Yeah, because didn't she... Did she kind of quit music or she put music to the side to go and build her own like yoga or retreat kind of place?
Yes, Charlotte opened a health retreat, a wellness retreat back in 2020, and she allows visitors to heal through experiencing beauty and wonder. So she said that you're growing up, like it was very tough being 13 years old, all the albums, the attention. Yeah. Then she did the pop career. Then she totally quit the music scene and has now gone down the wellness route.
Then did she win The Masked Singer? Or she was definitely in The Masked Singer, wasn't she?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Charlotte explained, in the morning, I visit an on-site yurt and I sing to the land and the song can be whatever you want it to be.
Okay,
so I'd say this is going to be a totally different genre for Charlotte. So the woman's got the range.
She has. Instead of singing to the land, she's going to sing to people who can hear her.
You can check out all the latest entertainment stories on 98FM.com.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's Big. 98FM.
Well, move over, Pat Kenny. This morning we're going to be talking about the doll in Brendan's Bit.
Yes, we are. But do stay with us, though, because, you know, it's not boring. Really, really, it's not boring.
The drama.
I'm not calling Pat Kenny boring. I'm talking about the doll. Up first, though, adorable news. You've heard of The Goat, which I always really struggle with that.
The greatest.
Greatest of all time. But let me introduce you to the world's tiniest goat. Kurumbi is her name. She's a 4-year-old black pygmy goat, and she belongs to a farmer in India.
Pygmy.
Yeah. Officials have just gotten a teeny tiny measuring tape and they have confirmed that Kurumbi is just 1 foot 3 inches tall.
Oh, Kurumbi. Kurumbi's going to be the next Mudang.
Yeah, she is. So it makes her the shortest living goat in the world by Guinness World Records. She may be tiny, but she's certainly mighty.
Oh.
Kurumbi already has one kid and her owners just found out she's pregnant again.
Oh, wow. She's been busy.
Fair play to her. There's only one other story really worth talking about this morning, right? And I'm going to be talking about the state of half the people working in the Dáil, right?
Like, what is going on?
When Rebecca and Brendan on 98FM's Big Breakfast are talking about politics, you know there's something silly, probably, and not serious going on, right? We're not News Talk Breakfast, but we do... We're always keeping an eye in case they're at something that, you know, might be of interest.
She's a journalist, ladies and gentlemen.
She's a journalist, ladies and gentlemen, right? So, you know the way they kicked off a few months ago when they came back to work? Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. They ended up using... I'm going to break this down really simply, right? They ended up using a few independent TDs to prop up their numbers to make sure that they could form a government. That's it at its very basic, right?
Yeah.
So as part of the deal, a few of independent TDs that were like, yeah, we'll give you the numbers to go ahead... They wanted to be given speaking time in the Dáil to raise opposition issues, even though they were, you know, on the side of the government for numbers, right? Lo and behold, opposition parties who are not propping up the government are kicking off saying that they can't speak for both sides, right? You can't go to both parties. Are you dancing with us or are you dancing with them?
Yeah.
One or the
what
other,
side
right?
are you on?
So, you'll remember there was roaring and shouting a few months ago.
Yeah.
But then it all quietened down until yesterday.
Oh, it really kicked off yesterday.
It all kicked off again and the Dáil was given time out, the naughty step for a while because they just wouldn't stop roaring, right? Some amazing tweets from...
What do they say? Empty vessels make the most noise.
Yeah, our old geography teacher used to say that to
is that phrase
our
reminds
class.
Me of you? Yeah.
Our geography teacher used to say empty vessels
no,
make the most noise.
No, not because you're an empty vessel, just because you love to use that phrase.
Shouldn't say it to me now, I don't think. Anyway, Gav Riley, political correspondent of Virgin Media. Friend of the show. Gav is just, he's absolutely amazing. He had some amazing tweets yesterday, including this. Matty McGrath and Michael Collins having to be separated from each other as TDs disperse in disarray. Other crackers, including sarcastic applause and chants of shame, shame, shame. The one bit that has got everyone talking today is one Michael Lowry.
Yes.
The independent TD has had to deny that he gave the two fingers to Deputy Paul Murphy.
You can't be doing that.
You can't, right?
You can't!
There is a video which shows him, in my opinion, well, quite clearly sticking up two middle fingers.
Yeah.
Right? He's put up two middle fingers. The journal.ie asked Michael Lowry if he was giving the fingers and he said, I don't think so. I was telling them to sit down. Now, I've, you know, maybe instructed people to sit down many a time, but I don't know if I've ever
done...
You
don't put the fingers up to tell people to sit down.
Yeah. So, you'll have seen this, I'd say. It's on the front of every single newspaper this morning. It's all over the internet. But Michael Lowry says, I think I was telling him to sit down. The Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, has called yesterday a new low for the Dáil, which I don't think he's wrong. And we'll let the chair of the Dáil, Verona Murphy... have the last word.
You're making an absolute holy show of yourselves.
Couldn't have put it better ourselves. A holy show.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast.
With Rebecca and Brendan.